was no beauty queen, but she was the best-looking thing I'd see all week. Not too tall, not too short, not too heavy, not too thin. A little north of 35, but not crowding 40. Lots of curly blonde hair that was either a fantastic dye job or a bad wig, hard call to make. Pouty red lips and a snub of a nose. Wearing black tights under a white tunic sort of thing. No rings, no jewelry. A spray of tiny dark moles on one side of her throat that looked sexy. Some kind of perfume I didn't recognize, but it had a hint of lilac. Nice. An unopened pack of cigarettes and a pink Bic lighter sat next to the gin. I saw her watching me in the mirror. She knew who I had to be because no one else would be coming into a bar this early and making a beeline to where she sat. We hadn't met before. Instead of turning, she patted the bar stool next to her, so I slid onto it. The bartender used a silent uptick of his chin to ask what I wanted. I ordered coffee. He gave me a look of comprehensive disapproval and went off to brew a pot. The woman turned only enough to give me a slant-eyed appraisal that lasted for maybe 10 seconds.
"Sam Hunter," she said. "I've heard stories."
"Oh?"
"They say you can be a real asshole."
"Nice to meet you, too," I said. She laughed and shook her head.
"That's a compliment."
"Oh?" I said again.
"The people who say you're an asshole are people I know are assholes."
"Oh?" I was getting good use out of the word.
"Donnie Bellini,"
she said.
"Hobie Kang, the Morrissey twins."
"Oh." Not a question this time. None of those people were members of my fan club, especially not Hobie Kang, who was out of rehab now. Not for booze or sauce. Physical therapy. We had a difference of opinion, and he came out on the wrong side of a tussle. And by tussle, I mean that he came after me with a gun that didn't work out for him as well as he would have liked. But they can do wonderful things with reconstructive surgery these days. And the Morrissey thing was even nastier. Jack Morrissey and his sister Jane took over their father's loan shark operation last November. The elder Morrissey was a dick, but he wasn't a total dick. I mean, sure, he'd break someone's leg once in a while if the person got too far behind on the vig, or maybe tried to skip out on it, but he didn't go nuts about it. And I think it actually pained him to do it. When he had a heart attack and handed the business over to his kids, Jack and Jane, both of whom were graduates of the Wharton School of Business with MBAs and lots of class, transformed the business. Instead of moving it into the 21st century, they went very old school and hired a crew of the most savage sons of bitches you ever saw. They made it clear that no one was getting any slack, and that any attempt to cheat or delay payment would be met with the harshest penalties. Lots of broken bones, lots of unexplained fires, lots of fear. When the single mother of a 20-something slacker came to me and asked me to help, I started nosing around. The Morrissey twins had told the mother that they would snip some fingers off of the slacker's 15-year-old sister, one every day until the debt was repaid. I wouldn't have done much for the slacker, but the mom and the little sister were innocents. I had a talk with the Morrisseys, and they tried to sic their goon squad on me. When it became clear that this was a poor policy choice, the Morrisseys agreed the debt could be paid off in installments with no penalties. You asked those guys about me?
Your name came up in conversation,
she said.
I paid attention and connected a few dots.
What dots?
You don't play well with others,
she said.
You have a weird overprotectiveness about your clients. You take it amiss when someone tries to hurt someone who's under your protection.
I grinned. I take it amiss? She shrugged, sipped her gin, set the glass down.
And you're cheap.
Ouch.
Inexpensive, she amended. Does that hurt less?
Only a little. My coffee arrived. I put 4 sugars in it and 2 half-and-halves, sipped it, winced.